WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Brooklyn Weston here. Welcome back to Modern Stoicism, your daily dose of ancient wisdom for the modern world. Today we're tackling a big one. Fear and anxiety. Ever feel like that knot in your stomach is tightening every time you have to give a presentation? Or maybe that anxious energy keeps you up at night, replaying every what-if scenario. Yeah, me too. But here's the thing, Stoicism isn't just about being emotionless robots, it's about understanding our emotions and learning to manage them, especially those pesky feelings of fear and anxiety. It's about taking control, not letting those worries run the show. Here are 5 key takeaways from Stoic philosophy that can help you navigate those fear-filled moments. First off, remember this. You can't control everything. Life throws curveballs, unexpected events happen, it's a fact of existence. But what you can control is your reaction to those events. Focusing on what's within your power, your thoughts, actions, and choices can help shift your mindset from one of helplessness to empowerment. Think about it like this. You can't control the traffic, but you can choose to put on a good playlist or listen to an inspiring podcast while you wait. You can't always control the outcome of a meeting, but you can prepare thoroughly and speak with confidence. Second, reframe your thoughts. Anxiety often thrives on worst-case scenarios. It paints those vivid, terrifying images in our minds, making us believe the sky is falling. But here's the Stoic trick. Challenge those negative thoughts. Ask yourself, is this really the most likely outcome? What evidence do I have to support this fear? Often, when we analyze those fears rationally, they shrink considerably. Think of it like this. Imagine you're about to give a presentation and your mind starts racing with worries. Instead of letting those thoughts spiral out of control, take a moment to consciously shift your focus. Remind yourself that you've prepared well, you know your material, and even if things don't go perfectly, you can handle it. Third, focus on the present moment. Anxiety often stems from dwelling on the past or worrying about the future. But Stoicism teaches us to live in the now. By focusing on our current experiences, we can find peace and clarity amidst the chaos. Try this. When anxiety starts creeping in, take a few deep breaths and really pay attention to your surroundings. Notice the sounds you hear, the sights you see, the sensations you feel. This simple practice can help ground you in the present moment and ease those anxious thoughts. Fourth, practice self-compassion. We're all human, and it's okay to feel fear and anxiety sometimes. Be kind to yourself, acknowledge your feelings without judgment, and remember that these emotions are temporary. Think about it like this. Would you harshly criticize a friend who is struggling with anxiety? Probably not. Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding you would offer a loved one. And finally, remember your purpose. Stoicism emphasizes living a virtuous life in accordance with nature. When we focus on our values and what truly matters to us, fear and anxiety tend to lose their power. Think about your goals, your passions, the things that bring you joy and fulfillment. Let those guide your actions and remind you of the bigger picture. Now, let me share a quick real-world example. Imagine you're giving a presentation at work, and your heart is racing, palms are sweaty, butterflies are doing somersaults in your stomach. You could get caught up in that fear, but here's where Stoicism comes in. You remember that while the outcome isn't entirely within your control, your preparation, your delivery, and your attitude are. You take a deep breath, remind yourself that you've put in the work, and focus on connecting with your audience. See? You're not letting fear control the narrative. You're using Stoic principles to navigate the situation with courage and confidence. So there you have it, 5 powerful Stoic tools to help you overcome fear and anxiety. Remember, it's a journey, not a destination. Be patient with yourself, practice these techniques consistently, and watch as they empower you to face life's challenges with greater resilience and inner peace. Don't forget to share this episode with anyone who might benefit from hearing these insights. And if you have any thoughts or experiences you want to share, drop a comment below. Until next time, keep striving for that virtuous life.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.